It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's go. All right, so normally I do 5 minutes or less to jumpstart your day, right? Well, I want to do some deeper interviews from time to time, and we thought that Fridays would be a great place to do these deeper discussions. So today you're actually going to hear a deeper discussion with an organization that I absolutely love and want you to learn about and benefit from, not just learning about what the organization does, but I ask some really important questions about confidence, beating self-doubt, economic empowerment, and so many others. If you know a woman that is struggling, if you know a woman that needs more support, more guidance, more information that can help them grow, you need to go ahead and send this episode to them right now. I'm going to be speaking with Dress for Success. Don't know if you know anything about them, but they are an international nonprofit organization that empowers women to achieve economic independence. And they do that by really helping them with a network of support, professional attire, a whole suite of services, development tools, and recently they've been doing stuff with Capital One. Now, many of you know I've done a lot of work with Capital One over the years, and I know how much they give back to the community and how much they are involved as partners in the community, doing several things with so many organizations across the country. But this is one of my favorites. So when I found out that Capital One had a 13-week financial empowerment program that's been serving women and helping them with Dress for Success, I was like, you guys got to hook me up with an interview. So that they did. And so what you're about to do is hear an interview with Natalie Borneo, who's the Vice President of Multi-Site Operations and Compliance at Dress for Success Worldwide. You're going to learn a lot about this and a lot about how you can be empowered as well, and also maybe what you can do to give back. So check out the interview. Let me know what you think and enjoy.
Dress for Success is an organization born out of a passion to help and empower women. Our mission is really not just the power suit that everyone knows about. It really is financial independence. Getting the suit is one thing, but really putting the woman on the pathway to success, that's what we do. So we are here to see the potential that she can't see because she's too busy trying to survive.
And when you're in the thick of it, you just said something so key. It is so hard to see your potential, your opportunities. The path is not as clear because you don't have the opportunity to have this reflection where you can take a step back, look at where you want to be, and then actually strategize on it. You don't have time for that. You're trying to make ends meet and live.
Yes. It's a daily struggle. You know, our CEO makes it a point to meet each woman personally, and she says three words to her: I see you. Because we know the struggle, and it's not just that, the struggle. It is the day-to-day trying to get by, especially when you're the head of household. More than 50% of our women are working single parents. And even though they're still working at a level below the poverty line. So they really are spending, they're paying bills, but they're not living.
Now it's all coming to light because you do hear Dress for Success. And I've always wondered, like, what is beyond the suit? Because look, you know, having the fashion and the confidence is key. It is absolutely,
yes.
I know this and I've seen it myself. I know that it's important to have that. But then you all are saying, but we have to give you the whole ecosystem around that. And to really help you move forward, it all starts with financial independence. So what's the relationship that you have with Capital One? How does that work?
We have a great relationship with Capital One because they work where our women live. And Capital One has a mission of financial independence and empowerment. Mm-hmm. Through their cafes, we've partnered in 10 markets to bring women, spouses, grandmothers, aunts, cousins together to learn in a comfortable setting where they're not intimidated. And in fact, they take their learnings home. Their goal to share the information with spouses or to educate their children so that they can break that cycle that they seem to be on. So it's a great relationship because we are so like-minded in the focus, and they see the evolution of the woman from the start of that learning interaction to the end. We have women who admittedly are fearful of their finances. Some have never checked their credit. And through the learning and the self-confidence that it instills, along with the clothing, right, along with other professional development, this empowers her to say, I am going to take control of the thing that's controlling me.
Can you give us an example of a story? Is there something that comes to mind of a particular real tangible example that you can share?
Yeah, totally. And it's really simple. It may not be that exciting, but we had a woman who had lost her job after working with an organization for 12 years, and she was very diligent while she was there. Mm-hmm. She had a 401k. She contributed to it. After she left the organization, she didn't realize that she owned the 401k, that it was still hers to have, to help her. And with that revelation, it was like a new woman was in the room. She realized that she had 12 years of saving that she could still access.
Utilize.
Yes.
Wow. See, what this really shows, right, because we're all at different stages in our lives. And what may seem possible to one can seem completely impossible to someone else until you get some support or exposure. And that's what I love about what you all are doing, because your network is so vast.
Yes.
People can get to you in so many different places around the world. What are you looking forward to as you look to the future for what you want Dress for Success to do?
Oh, my gosh. We are taking the opportunity to really listen to the women, because now we realize we have such a diverse population of women, as you said, in many different places and stages of their lives. Some are job seekers, some are professionals but stuck in careers that are not helping them. Now we're listening to them, and we want to bring them to opportunities where they are learning more from peers, 21st century skills where they can actually advocate for themselves. And I'm really excited that Dress for Success is looking to grow and evolve with a woman, taking it from where she is to where we know she can go. The next 3 to 5 years, it's just going to be a really exciting time of growth. And with partners like Capital One, it's limitless, because now we are re-educating and retooling a vast number of women. Now they're empowered to really take control. And they're still making less, they're living longer, but they're getting smarter.
This is great to hear, because I was going to ask about the income inequality and how you are preparing women that are coming through your doors to have those negotiations about salary, about raises, about opportunity. You know, it makes me think, like, now you're going to have to add another few words. It's like, I see you, and we are here for your future, you know, or I see you and we're expanding your possibilities.
Like, I see you and I know where you could be.
Ooh, that's
yes.
it. That's it right
Excellent.
There. That's it.
Yes.
So at any stage, people can, obviously you could have people that can volunteer that want to give back. And then people that actually seek your services, they just go to the website and it's easy for them to kind of.
Totally. Click on, you want to be a volunteer. We grab information so we can understand what your skills are, what your gifts and talents are. Some people like the suiting, you mentioned the fashion, but we're very much interested in speakers and people who can help with career counseling and coaching. But we're also interested in the wellness of our women. Mm-hmm. So you, if you're a yoga instructor and you have something to share and give back and make this her very best day ever, we want you to do it.
That's fantastic. So one of the stories that I saw that really touched me was that I actually saw a woman that was a volunteer at one point and was really helping other women. And then her story changed, where she actually started needing the services and becoming a client, which, by the way, I love the fact that you all call other women clients.
Yes.
They're
yes.
not just members. It's not just a handout. This isn't. They are clients. That is intentional, that word. And
yes.
I love that word, because that means real care and real customer service.
That's right.
What I was getting at was the fact that you were just talking about volunteers. But I've seen and heard stories of volunteers that ended up falling back in their lives that then needed Dress for Success to become a client of it as well.
Yes. And she knows the potential that we can help her get through the situation. So we've had a number of stories like that. And we've had the flip where we've hired women who've been volunteers or even clients.
Wow.
So the ability of Dress for Success to really change a woman's life is not scripted in any way, shape, or fashion. There's no neat package. Wherever she is, we can help her. Whether she had been okay, and we've had these life-changing crises. We've had women who've lost their husbands, and so they've lost everything, or they've been divorced, and now they never understood anything about their finances, so yep. they're devastated. And we see all of that, women who are re-entering the community after incarceration, coming out with a plastic bag. We're there for her. And so we partner with other agencies and other companies like Capital One, agencies that will refer them to us, mm-hmm. and we then are able to work with them after they've been through agency work and true workforce development programs, et cetera. They're saying now, okay, she's ready for you. And we are ready for her. Our doors are always open.
I love this time with you. I'm not going to keep holding you up. We've gone way over our time, but it's been special to have. And so I hope all of you have been listening and are going to get engaged in one way or other. Share this with someone that may need the services. I know you may know someone in your family or surrounding area that could benefit from Dress for Success. Or if you are doing well in your life, it's your turn to give back and help empower other women. So it's a great opportunity for you there. You know, the thing about this that reminds me of a quote that I say a lot, and it's dream far but focus near.
Yeah.
And when we started this conversation, we talked about how hard it is for people to see a vision for themselves, but how important it is. You and I know from the other side of working with clients how important it is to help them see that vision for themselves, mm-hmm. and then get them to get to that belief system that they can believe in that actual vision.
Yes.
That takes time, that takes trust, that takes patience. But having an organization like yours gives me a lot of hope, because I know you've served how many people?
Over a million.
Over a million people. Yeah, you can do your Oprah moment. Yeah. Over a million.
There we go.
So you've really helped people dream far, but focus on the near. Focus on what's in front of you so that we can get you to now really think about your big picture.
That's right. We change a woman. We impact her children. We impact her children. We change her household. We change her household. We change the community. So that it's just an ongoing cycle.
Those are straight facts.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Now that we woke you up, it's time for you to level up. Let's
go,
Natalie.
Level up. Thank you.
That's great.